Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, because in the house there's indeed fullness of joy. Do you believe that? Anytime God gives us the privilege of coming before Him, He wants to ensure that we receive the blessing that He has in mind for us. God is good. It is He that blesses, isn't it? It's a blessing indeed. Somebody say glory. I'll try my best to make sure that at least I give you the most concise version of the oil. God is good. I started this on Wednesday. Everybody knows that in this house, we have this culture that anytime the Lord gives us a team for a month, He wants us to study what He has said, if it makes sense. Now, I made you understand that God has encapsulated Himself in a word. In other words, if people don't have the understanding that God wants them to have concerning His word, they may never be able to walk in the reality of the life. Am I communicating, friends, here? The reason why many believers are not living the kingdom life is because they haven't gotten the understanding the kingdom wants. So when God gives you that privilege of knowing what He has said, He blesses you. Does it make sense? Many people don't know that God shortens a man's journey by giving you light. Does it make sense? He shortens your journey by giving you what? Light. Once there's light, He shortens your journey. Do you know that speed is a result of light? Does it make sense? If you are traveling and there's no light, you can't go very fast. Once there's light, you can go very fast. That's how it works in God's kingdom. Many people are slow because they lack the understanding God wants them to have. God is good. So whenever God sends us a word, it's our responsibility to make sure we study the word of God here. Do you believe that? So God told us that the month of August, the month of what? Of new oil. God is good. So on Wednesday, we did a little into the oil, isn't it? So let's read through quotations and let's start. The book of Acts, the chapter number 10, the verse number 38. The book of Acts of the Apostles. Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 10, the verse number 38. Are we there? How God anointed Jesus in Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And how He went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with Him. That's powerful. All right. So get me this version in the NKJ, please. The New King James, please. Lord, help us. So if you are writing, write the word anointing, the anointing, or you can write new oil. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, or the same version as well, who went about doing good and healing all who were possessed by the devil, for God was with him. The book of Psalms 23. The oil, Psalms 23. Let's do this. I believe as it stands now, that should be everyone's favorite quotation, isn't it? If you're a believer, you don't have any trade. I mean, God have mercy on you. Psalm 23, please. Are we there? Lord, help us today. Psalm 23. I think the laptop is in the spirit. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's go. Verse number 2. He restores. Oh, verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Let's go verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Let's go. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Powerful. Then verse number 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And what do? You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. Let's go, please. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Are we good to go? All right. So I told you on Wednesday that For the charismatic believer, when they hear the word anointing, they are talking about the display of the gift that comes upon a man's life. If you come into the charismatic world, once you hear the word, this man is anointed, we are talking about how he's effective in the display of his gift. Does it make sense? So for instance, somebody can be gifted by God to work in the prophetic ministry. So once the person picks up the mic and they begin to prophesy, you see indeed they are anointed, isn't it? When we look at the excellency at which one displayed the gift, we say indeed God has called them. But I want you to know that God's definition for the anointing does not start when a man has a gift. God's definition for the anointing means the presence of the Holy Ghost in a man's life. God does not define the word anointing on gift. Why am I saying this? Because whatever you think you are doing best, the enemy took and passed somebody to do the same thing too. You didn't hear me? So there are people that are also doing ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. But what they do in secrecy actually fight the integrity of Christ in public. Does it make sense here? So God will never validate a gift as the anointing until there is a presence at work in the man's life. Am I communicating here? So study what Jesus said. He says, now the Holy Ghost has anointed me to preach good news to the brokenhearted here. Hello? So if God says one is anointed, he does not start with the gift you have. I'm telling you. The very moment you give your life to Christ and you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, then you are anointed because the Holy Ghost was in your heart. Talk to me, family. Are you aware, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus Christ will not superimpose himself in your life until you willingly say, Lord, come into my destiny. Talk to me, family, here. Now, you see, there are many believers who grew in church, but they never grew in Christ. Did you hear that? There is a difference between growing in church and growing in Christ. Now, watch me. If you grow in church, you were only introduced in serving the Lord. So, to you, you see your act in church as religiosity. Talk to me, family. Okay, so let me use myself as an example here. My dad is a bishop. God is good. So if I tell somebody I'm a pastor, it's not a wonder, right? Because your father is a bishop. And you know there are pastor sons who are worse. Very, very dangerous. God is good. And you will ask, why is your father a pastor and you're living his life? Now watch me. Some of them will tell you that I think serving God is a scam. Because the kind of resource we want to see my father produce, he's not producing that. So of what confidence do I have in serving the same Jesus Christ? You realize this person went to church without not having the hunger of getting to know God. It is called growing in church. Talk to me, family, here. So some people were just forced to come to church, but they haven't really opened up themselves to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. You see, when you encounter Jesus, you now call a Christian because the Holy Ghost now lives in your heart. So if somebody wants to define anointing by gift, you'll be wrong. Because God says he defines anointing by his presence. Does it make sense? That is why your greatest responsibility as a Christian is to protect what God tells you. Did you hear that? You see, the only validation life gives you is the presence that dwells on your inside. Nothing on earth should make you proud. Did you hear that? Yes. I told you last week, Friday, that anything a man came to meet should not make you proud. So if your beauty made you proud, you're not wise. I was reading Rick Joyner's book yesterday in my office. And then in the course of the book, I saw Rick Joyner leaving the book and speaking to me. Now, I know somebody that works at Morning Star. And I said, I'm reading the book this man of God wrote in the late 90s. But he appeared to speak to me through the book. And he said, it's true because we are having that discussion right now. And he said the same thing here. Oh, does it make sense here? He wrote the book in the early 90s. And I'm in 2024. That's over 30 years. And whatever the man wrote, I was able to tell what they were discussing in their meeting. Hello? Now, you might think because I've been called in the prophetic ministry, it's a wonder. No. It's got to do with the Holy Ghost at work in my life. Does it make sense here? Are you blessed already? So, never define anointing by gifts. Never define anointing by talent. You define anointing by the Holy Ghost that dwells on your inside. So once you believe God lives on your inside, everybody is anointed. Are you blessed already?
Now, I made you understand that there are two portions of the anointing. There is anointing we call the anointing within and the anointing upon. Now, many believers focus on the anointing upon and they don't focus on anointing within. Meanwhile, what God wants to see you possess is the anointing within and anointing upon. Does it make sense here? Talk to me, family. Uh-huh. So, for instance, if you come to church and you pray to God, asking God for a miracle, that miracle that God wants to give you, hear me, that breakthrough that God wants to give you is actually a resource of what he sees you do on the inside. Oh, did you hear that? Okay. When you come to church, are you aware we are in that season where believers are getting to open themselves for revival? Am I right? Yes. Every blessed day, somebody wants to pray. It's not bad at all. But I want you to know that God does not validate what you say until the anointing within bears witness of what you've said. Oh, does it make sense here? Oh, talk to me, family. Now, many believers have this feeling that I should demonstrate the gift in order to be called anointed. Meanwhile, God actually sees me, the one that has the ability to yield God's trust as anointed. You didn't hear me? Ephraim, come here. So let's say our man of God here is believing God for the anointed, true of us. Uh-huh. When he stands to preach, you will call him the anointed one because he may have the eloquence in speaking God's word. That gift is not God's interest. God's main interest is the spirit that lies within. Does it make sense? Because when the spirit that lies within is defiled, there's no need for public glorification. Now, many of you don't know that when you pray to God for miracles or answers or breakthroughs, you are seeking and telling God the Father, find me worthy of attaining this breakthrough. When you pray to God for marriage, you are asking God to trust you with a man. Every gift that God predisposes is a proof of the anointing the man carries. Watch me. I told you on Wednesday that your testimony is your ministry. You see, the main reason why God will give you a miracle is because he knows you have gotten to that place of your life where others can depend on your story to find the king. You didn't hear me? God has never answered anyone's petition because they prayed. You are too... That's your 1 hour prayer every day. Or your fasting 21 days. Ah, do you know how demons operate? The Bible says they don't sleep, they don't slumber. Talk to me, family. So it will only take the mercy of God to listen to your prayer point here. Talk to me, church. The average Muslim prays 5 times a day. The average Jew prays how many times? 3 times a day. It's an obligation for them. Do you know that it is hard to see believers stop at the airport and pray? But a Muslim doesn't mind losing his flight or her flight. As long as it is time to pray, they will face the east and pray. Hello? Now watch this. If this man of God gets to realize that there is a vacuum in my life that life has created, and that I need the attestation of a breakthrough to make me powerful in life, God says you are seeking for trust. Does it make sense here? So many of you are here, you don't truly know that whatever miracle God gives is a pulpit of speaking about his glory. If you limit the concept of the anointing to only ministration, you'll be limited in life. Because God deals with the man first before he deals with what happens on his outside. So God says what brings about the public glorification is the spirit that dwells on the inside. It's called anointing within. If that spirit is not worked on, your character will fight the public glory. So on Wednesday, I told you that the anointing within has got to do with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to know that a fruit is a proof that a tree has matured. So, if we cannot witness the fruit of the Holy Ghost in you, it simply means that you being the tree is immature. So, just imagine seeking for something you have not grown into that. You see, I believe in the power of process. Did you hear that? You see, God has two ways of defining process. Making sure he can trust men with the things they are going through life for. Or they have the ability to stay uncompromised after the miracle has happened in your head. Because in this life, if you fall after the breakthrough, you are still lost. You were once powerful, it's not a statement in the spirit. You were once rich, it's not a statement in the spirit. In fact, nobody in life will respect if your hands had money. People want current, not past. Talk to me, family. So if you were beautiful before, it's not a statement now. Oh, God, this is good. I'm not talking church. So have it in mind, friends, that God says if people don't work on the anointing within, there can never be anointing upon. And I showed you in the book of Galatians. Let's go there, please. Galatians 5, verse 22. This was Paul telling the church that if you are seeking for whatever will make you happy in destiny through miracles and other wonders, have it in mind that anointing within must be worked on. If not, it will pain you big time. So watch this. Let me show you why you pray and there's no answer. Because when you pray to God for answers, God says you lack the spirit of love. Can you imagine? So this is a tree that wants to bear fruit. Hello? Remember, every human being that stands in intimacy, you are a direct replica of God himself. You are a tree giving life unto others as well. And God says in you that you lack love. Now watch this. For a very long time, believers are trying to miscommunicate God's definition for love. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Why would somebody enter hell after God created the person? Do you call that in love? God gave the person a will, isn't it? I said, if you follow my will, my chance, this would be the end result. Yet some people would deliberately choose another way. Talk to me, family, here. Someone said, if God is indeed a loving God, why would God permit people go to hell? Hell was not created for humans. It was created for demons. And humans made up their mind to become demons too. Talk to me, family. It is the love of the Father that preserved you in your iniquity state. So you would know that your long life was a wonder, not a blessing. Am I communicating here? Now, God is telling you that when you are seeking for the anointing upon, which is miracles and wonders, understand that the anointing within must attest that somebody has the spirit of love. Did you hear that? You see, you were not created to be with everybody. I don't know how it sounds, but it's as simple as that. Yesterday, I was watching Billy Graham. You know Billy Graham, right? Now, history records that nobody has ever gathered crowd like him before. Well, it's him and then Rehan Bonke. Rehan Bonke was more of Africa. But for Billy Graham, almost everywhere the guy entered, the place was massive. He did a conference in London and in one day gathered 2 million people. One day. And preached 40 minutes and the Queen of England was in tears in 40 minutes. Hello? Oh, hello? Now, he said when he began ministry, God told him that I will use you to the end of the earth, but the only people you must stay with are these 4 guys. And these were the heads of his ministry. So one was a singer, one was a prayer warrior, and a finance admin. He says these were his friends. So they pray every day and go everywhere together until they all died. God is good. When Billy died in 2018, the following year, 2 of them died. And the other year, they all died. So they're not alive again. Now, he said that he strongly believed in the spirit that he wouldn't have accomplished all of these things without God not showing him the people to work with. You didn't hear me? You see, when love is pure, love is constraining. The spirit of joy. Joy has got nothing to do with you trying to make yourself happy. You know, people try to live life in a very fleshy way in the name of living life. That's a way of living a life of insult. When all you do is to exalt how you feel. You didn't hear me. You cannot use pleasure as happiness when pleasure will put you under pressure. Oh, you didn't hear me. So having fun doesn't make you joyous. Joyous, according to God, has got to do with the spirit that comes upon a man's life that will make you believe that your pain is only temporal. So the ability of not allowing what to go through fight you gives God the ability to trust you as his own. The spirit of peace, long suffering. Hey, this thing, many believers are running away from it, long suffering. Why should I serve God and suffer? People don't understand why they can't suffer. You see, God promised us safe landing. Did you hear that? He didn't tell us what will happen in the air. He says you would arrive well. So whatever will happen, God says, keep trusting that word. All true of us. Did you know that many people are forced to take certain decisions under temporal conditions? Talk to me, family. Just imagine yourself making a permanent decision under a temporal condition. What a waste. What a waste. I was having a discussion with my dad in the office. And daddy told me that sometimes, hear this. He said, sometimes the people that claim to know God so well end up falling when the patterns they build their feet on are weak. In the long run, they veer off God's original pattern. And that's it here. So somebody somewhere doesn't believe that I can be holy and still suffer. The belief is automatic. The spirit of kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Hey, when God honors you, do whatever it takes to protect what you have. Because you will not know how wasteful you are until the gift leaves you. When unction leaves a man, when there's no miracle, you're a wasted man. Am I congregating here? A lady gave a testimony on a platform, if we're there. 700 people applied for a particular position. 700 in America, 700. Now, she doesn't qualify for that. So, I was having a service online. I declared that I'm giving you guys fever, open doors here. So, she applied that and they said that out of the 700, she's the last person among the 10 that's been called upon. Now, she told me that her husband is fighting a big time. I said, that's a proof that your blessing is close. I said, just don't think it's demonic. Any way that God would use in seeing that he can trust you, he used that way. I said, so live an uncompromised life in that state and don't let your word go against your spirit. Guess what? Five were taken off. She was the least among the five. And they were like, they've sent two people their confirmation. And for her, they haven't approved the position for her. So she was going back and forth for about 2 weeks and said, but it was the same prophet that prophesied to her about the position. So let me go back to him again and ask man of God, what do I do? I said, now, the Lord says he texted you for 2 weeks. You have passed the text. So I declare a release now. She sent me the text 12 a.m. U.S. time, which was 6 a.m. our time here. We went to bed. She woke me up and said, man of God, can you imagine that the time you said you've commanded release, I checked my email and my admin has sent me a letter that I've been approved of it. Amen. Are you getting me? Now, looking at the span of the lady's income, it's serious. And I realized that God can choose anybody and commit anything to them. Gentleness. Gentleness. Tell somebody be gentle. Self-control. Can you imagine? You see, some people are just not wise enough to control how they feel. Very emotional beings. I told you that if you're a pastor, pray for the spirit of self-control. If not, your own gift will fight you. Especially when you're a prophet. I prophesied one time to somebody, and then I say a few things. The person heard the prophecy and went to change the prophecy. So I was in church, and then I realized that there were little go. I was like, what's happening here? So after the service, they came, man of God, you called us a witch. I said, me? So let's discuss the matter here. We began to discuss the matter and realized that this thing had no foundation. God is good. Against such, there is no law. So God says, when these things don't serve as an attestation of your spirit, man, what you pray on the outside will not come up in your life. Now watch me. The anointing within serves one purpose. It is to make sure you look like Christ. Did you hear that? Yes. So many of you are here. You have prayed to God for giftings, and the giftings came. And people are celebrating God for that gift. Meanwhile, what you carry on your inside has not brought you into conformity with the Father. Am I teaching here? These are very deep stuff here. So, what when Ephraim here begins to live by this kingdom dictates, have it in mind that in the spirit, he's been conformed in the image of Christ himself. That gives him the power to sustain what God does. You see, at salvation, you receive this grace called the indwelling spirit of God. Am I talking here, friends? And you can increase that capacity through giftedness. Father, help me. Watch this. When these things serve its purpose in the life of our brother here, automatically, without his knowledge, things he felt that God can do for him begins to work for him. Because when a man enters Jesus, what you call a burden becomes God's priority. So when David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want," he didn't say, I don't have a need. He meant that I have a need in my life. Just that the things I'm praying to God for must align to my identity. How many of you watched my service on Wednesday, Instagram Live? What do you mean? Oh, you didn't watch? Please go back and watch. It was serious. My God. After the service, I had over 50 people sending me messages. The man of God, we've heard you preach so many times about destiny, but this was different. And I'm wondering, I'm asking myself what I did differently because I felt I just spoke normal like that. Now watch this. I made the people understand that there is no foundation to your life. Or in other words, there is no existence, there's no need for God to call you his own when a man doesn't know destiny. Okay, you prayed, you slept, you woke up. You may think it is a testimony, forgetting that God's intelligence has created the spirit of mercy to ensure that both the righteous and unrighteous get saved. So just because a law God instituted worked for you, doesn't mean you're aware of that. You didn't hear me? Do you know that there are some laws in this country, your governor doesn't know about them? Talk to me, please. That says in Belgium here, when an issue comes up, the people sit and they create a law. They can just create a law. Anyway. Acts 3:15. One string law. And the next morning, you'll be serving in the court. It's serious. Now, God wants you to know, friends, that if the Spirit of God does not find justification on your inside, that testimony need can't come to you. Because the anointing within will cause a man to walk like Christ. The anointing upon will cause a man to expand in destiny. So I don't have to be gifted to be called anointed. I only need the Holy Ghost to dwell on my inside to be called the anointed. The Bible says when the Holy Ghost came upon Jesus, he was now called Jesus the anointed. Even when he didn't begin by performing miracles, he was called the anointed because the Holy Ghost dwelt in him. So most of you focus on what the man of God wants to give you, and God says, no, focus on the inside. Huh? There is so much work that God wants to do for a man, with a man, and through a man. Did you hear that? Lord, help us. Oh, are you blessed? Oh, are you blessed? So when I finally give this man a testimony and people see the transformation on the outside, now what matters to God now is not the fact God gave a miracle, but the fact that he can stay consistent in holding whatever party he used in command the breakthrough so he can serve the purpose of that testimony. Oh, did you hear that? Okay, let me break it down for you. If this man received this mantle, hold it, by prayer, God wants him to keep praying to keep the mantle. If he thinks because he has gotten the mantle, you pray again, the mantle will die in the hands. Did you hear that? Some of you are here. You don't know what you did that brought you where you are. Oh, talk to me, family. Talk to me, church. Do you know that God has no respect for a man that's not patterned in life? I think one day I'll preach a message called Jesus the Pattern Man. Watch this. So if I prayed and God gave me financial income, God wants me to stay by what I did that brought me to that present of my life. If I can't do that, he can't honor me as his own. Now, God says, whatever gift that comes upon my life through consistency is called the anointing. Now, watch this. He wants you to know the purpose of that is to ensure that his will comes to pass through you. That is why God will not give you what you want. He will give you what you deserve. Oh, talk to me, family. So you want to go to America and God says, your destiny is in Nigeria. Can you imagine? When everybody is leaving Nigeria, God says, oh yeah, go back to Nigeria. Ah, in this hard economy. My late grandfather prophesied to a man who wanted to travel to Europe. Years ago. And my late grandfather told the man that, don't travel. Your miracle is here. And he says, the Lord will give you so much money that your friends would even think you've gone somewhere for the money. So the guy was led by faith to give the money to my late grandfather. My grandfather prayed over the money and gave the money back to the guy and says, go and take the money. You see, this makes me know that wealth is not hard work, it's grace. You didn't hear me. Did you hear that? What God calls true riches is not hard work. You can work from 8 to 10. If God does not help you. Now, this man was uneducated. And he couldn't count his money. Too blessed. Now, guess what? When the unction started giving me money, his wife had delivered fresh. And friends came around and said, since your wife cannot go out with you to this party, let us go together. So the friend was married, but still brought his girlfriend. And said, since your wife can't go with you, I'll give you a side check. When the lady realized this man had money, he went to Benin. You know Benin? Not Nigeria Benin. Benin. You know Cotonou? Yes. God is good. Now, can you imagine that this lady took the man away and then for strange reasons, the man never turned back to look at the wife again. And I heard 2 years ago, the man died. Now, this woman that struggled with this man said at a point she was giving up on God. So one time she prayed that God, give me a sign. So I know that this man will come back to me. In the dream, God told her to go back to my late grandfather. And says, this man is the only man that can help you. Hello? Yet, she was so desperate because she wanted quick answers. She didn't know that it was prayer that gave her the man, not a beauty. You didn't hear me. You see, watch me. In life, you will tell by the speech of men if they were by revelation. I wish I had time today. Oh, are you blessed? One thing that sponsors how people work in life is as a result of the mystery they have. Now watch this. The lady labored with a man and had not at the end. Watch me. If God knows that the testimony he wants to give you will not serve to his glorification, give you. I'm telling you. Huh? You can sow seed from A to Z. If he knows where you are, your pride will cover the gift. He will give you. God, can you fight him? Oh, he wants to be seen as the man over your life and not you boasting in the gift you have. Talk to me, family. You know, some people believe they are who they are because of what they have. Wow. I said, I will never forget this. Is this King Saul? You didn't know that you were ordained by God to become the priest of your house. In a sense that even after your physical departure, your generations will become kings. Now, do you know that if God had ordained that principle to work for King Saul, Jesus would have come from King Saul. Even though there was a prophetic word that the king would be called the child of Judah, Saul came from the tribe of Benjamin. So literally, Benjamin actually gave up his crown and gave to Judah. Oh, did you hear that? Literally, the Benjamites took off their crown and said, who listened to what you are saying? Let us do what the flesh says and give to Judah. And God says, you felt you only disobeyed me by killing enemies. By an exchange of the lives of the enemies, you've asked for your crown. So have it in mind that anointing comes in two ways. Like I said, the anointing within and anointing upon. The anointing within will make you look like Christ. The anointing upon will make you walk in the expansion of destiny. Are you blessed already? Okay, let me show you how God will use your miracle he gives in public to honor men. So let's say our man of God is a prophet here. God is good. Do you know what happens in the spirit when a man of God says, receive your breakthrough? Talk to me for me. Just because you don't see what is happening in the rest of the spirit doesn't mean that it's not working. Oh, talk to me, friends. Haven't you watched things on social media where you will see a lady use a common face to rub someone's face? Have you wondered why? Or sometimes they can just come and touch your stomach. So those who are getting married, please have bodyguards around. So anyone should do, you just slap them. But I mean, that's a common touch, isn't it? But it has spiritual implication. Oh, God is good. Uh-huh. So when God anoints a man and he gives you audience, when you speak, demons flee. Talk to me, family. Do you know that you can be consecrated in a way that you enter into a territory and demons will flee? Jesus slept in a boat, but a madman who sat at the seashore of Gadara began to command storm on the sea. There was no telephone, but the man could perceive. You know, spirits are so advanced that we claim we advanced, but we are backwards in our own civilization. When there was no Facebook, they could smell and say, Kai, the king is coming. Even when Jesus had not spoken, the demon began to prophesy. Have you come here? Because when we look at that, you have come too quick for us. Talk to me, family. If God knows that others will not get their liberation through your childbirth, he will make you barren. Did you hear that? Nothing he gives you is for you. That is why if you sense a delay in your miracle, check on your inside. What are you doing that is making God not trust you enough? You didn't hear me. Do you know that this man here can be barren for years? And the day he delivers a child, when he prays for you that God give a child, you have the baby. Not because God only answers prayer, but because where he came from in the spirit, he has the proof that whatever he says must work. See the anointing. Look at me. Have you wondered why sometimes God will tell you that go and beg your parents? Talk to me, friends. Ephesians chapter 6. It says, if you must live long on earth, what do you say? It says, obey your parents in the Lord. Now, you may not know why God would ask your parents to pray for you. Yet, they have gained grace through the experience in life. And whatever they see works. Does it make sense? If God knows that if he gives you $100,000 and that money cannot serve its purpose in the kingdom, he won't give it to you. You will plan every blessed day, it won't come. There was a way to put that said that if you try to pull something from God and God is not answering back, whatever you have, give it back to him. Oh, praise God. I'm telling you. Sometimes, do you know that you can look at someone's life like this and shake your head? Not because God can't bless them. The issue is they are too loud in ignorance. Did you hear that? Let me repeat that. You know, I'm a prophet of God. When people come to me for prayer, when I lay my hands, when God speaks, he says, don't tell this one. I'm wondering, Abraham, seeing angels coming as normal people and not discerning the spirit to know who these people are. You see, sometimes uncommon men appear common. Did you hear that? Sometimes uncommon men appear so common that you begin to disrespect what they carry on their inside, when what they carry should make you an uncommon person too. Oh, yeah, that mask, Kivai, Apele, Mountos. Oh, are you blessed already? You know, sometimes, you can look at somebody and realize that, nah, this and this and this and this must be put in place so you can have answers here. Oh, talk to me, friends. Yes. I want you to know, friends, that whenever God talks about the anointing coming upon a man's life, where you can eat in your presence enemies, he wants to know, friends, that there has to be the inbuilt character and there has to be the strength on the outside that makes you get expansion. Even though he can't give you this. Huh? Some of you will stay where you are, not because God hates you. He's preserving your life. It's better for God to keep you down and you stay in that character with no honor with your life than to go up in life and fall down. You didn't hear me. God is good. Why bless already? I'm telling you. So some of you are blaming demons for delays when the demon is your flesh. Can you imagine? Exactly. I've given you, I believe, a concise version. Let me give you two reasons why you need anointing for me. Why must I be anointed? Or why do I need the anointing? Number one. Why should everybody desire to be anointed? Number one. So you can work in God's purpose. Nobody has the power to work in God's purposes without the anointing. You were created by God for a reason. If you were consistent with my teachings concerning destiny, I made you understand that destiny is not talent, it's not gifts. If at this point of your life you don't know who you are, don't pray for things. They don't come to you. Things come to people when people know who they are. How do I find myself? I don't find myself by looking at my gift. I find myself by asking who God is. When God tells you who you are, he gives you a validation. God told Jeremiah you're a prophet. Anybody at this point of your life should know who you are. Don't describe your gift as yourself. Because certain giftings that God gives you will only serve as an orientation on the character you must possess to go further in life. That's very deep here. Did you hear me? If you die today, you will not be called a faithfulness. You'll be called a faithful steward. You didn't hear me? Some of the things we do in the flesh, the spiritual aspect is to give us the understanding so life can run for us. These are deep things here. You cannot work in God's purpose without anointing. You have three children. It's not a testimony. You didn't hear me? Oh, does it make sense? Does it make sense? Okay, watch me. Do you know that many people today, we've allowed culture intersect spirituality? Two of us. Even though we want to be spiritual people, one leg is here. I'm 35. No man has come. Hello? So I'm praying, pressing hard, though, but hey God, so no man will come to me. Eh? Dry land. God is good. And they begin to read on the internet. If you're a lady at 35, your womb begins to block. You'll be like, yeah. Why not I give birth? Let me give birth. Even if I'm okay with that. So they'll be forced to give. I met a lady in Ghana. And I said, madam, God is telling me this about your life. I said, I see that you have paid someone to make you pregnant. I said, it's true. It's true. It's true. My husband cannot function. I said, hey, but that's dangerous. Why don't you trust God for divine help? I said, no, 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 no. The things he has, if he dies today, the family will fight me. I said, wow. So I laid my hands, began to pray. And I said, madam, as I'm speaking to you, somebody's recording us. He says, what do you mean? I said, nah. Somebody's hearing our conversation now. So I called the police guys to come around. They checked her. There was nothing around. I said, I see somebody. And I said, the camera is called James. That's my husband's name. I said, the man can hear our convo in less than 2 minutes. The man called. And said, I placed something in your car. So anywhere you enter, I track you and I hear conversations. And he says, I was hearing the pastor's convo. He's a man of God indeed. He says, so you are planning to actually go get pregnant outside. So you give the child to me as mine. Marriage ended there. I said, madam, I didn't break your marriage. Oh. I didn't break it. I didn't break it. God is good. It's serious. Oh, hello. Am I correct here? So this person wants to be spiritual, but she has not rooted herself in the promises of God. So her flesh is stronger than God's voice. Do you know sometimes you can be in a situation. You want to believe God, but your heart says, are you sure this thing work for you? Hey! So imagining Sarah at 65. All your friends have children. Hey, 75. Somebody has 4 children now. And God keeps telling you, I'll give you a child. God, when? That is one of the most difficult questions anybody. God, so when will this happen for me? Watch me. Certain miracles are best answered with proofs. Hello? There's a miracle that God gives a man within. It is called heavenly testimony, where he defends your integrity. You didn't hear me. Why are you blessed? So, the first reason why God will give anybody the anointing is because he wants you to walk in your purpose. You see, you cannot use what is carnal to advance for the spiritual. Daddy will be 60 years very soon. He has never shaved his head before. He's called the Lord is my Papa. He has never. I'm wondering how he does it. God is good. We will be together in the house and then we'll just use comb and then everything's perfect from infancy. Never. God is good. There's a. I'm telling you, that's powerful, Samson, right? It's so powerful. God is good. One of my sons said that he would want to shave his head. There's my sister. God is good. For 60 years, so no scissors, no machine, nothing. Daddy has never gone to barber shop before. Me, I have like 10 barbers. Who barber? I'm telling you, correct barbers. Ah, God is. Praise God. told his father that this person I'm giving you, I'm not giving you because you asked for it, but because the means I've given you, he will expand that for you. Talk to me, family. So if there was no need for God to expand this church, he will not come alive. So how then do you justify your life as though you own it? You didn't clap your hands, somebody. Is that clear now? That is the whole definition for purpose. Something God has created in time past, and he wants people to do it in the present. So you don't have your own life. Am I teaching here? Number two, why must I be anointed? So I can break the plans of the enemy. Eh? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Demons are wicked. Men are wicked. If God doesn't help you and you fall in the enemy's scepter, I'm telling you, you need unction to break the enemy's device. I'm telling you. Oh, God is good. You need strange oil to fight the enemy's plan. Now, history records that David was anointed as king at 17, but he was seen publicly at 30, if it makes sense. Now, he was anointed at 17 when he killed Goliath. So the first 17 years of his life in the desert was to make him the warrior that will fight Goliath. Does it make sense? God had to train him for 17 years. Watch me. If enemies don't open up doors, you'll be limited in destiny. I've seen how the enemy has ended lives. With so much, it's ended lives. Look at me. The reason why some of you are here, God cannot tell you who your enemies are because you are too weak to accept them. Do you believe that? I'm telling you. Sometimes, if God is to open your eyes to see who people really are, you'll be shocked. Before Joe Biden became president, which year was that? 2020. Yes, 2020. We're seeing COVID, right? Yes. Around COVID time. I don't know if you watched my prophecy years ago when I gave about COVID. I was in Germany. I said, I see a demon in a black cloud. Half is a woman. Half is blood. And I see it releasing blood into people's nostrils. I gave that prophecy January 1st. I think by first week of January, almost everybody had to close their churches. Now, most people felt that it was sickness. Well, it came like sickness. But some of us don't have degrees in nursing. So if you talk about COVID being a demonic plan, like, please, give us proofs. And lo and behold, we saw proofs. At the end, it was more of a political agenda than sickness. Two of us. Oh, am I right? If at this point you believe it's sickness, God help you. If you believe it was more of a political thing, am I correct? Great. Because some rich men said that human beings were growing so much. So let us reduce human beings. Some of you are here, when you are sick, you go to the hospital. One time I told a woman, I said, "Mom, that thing you are taking as medicine is not medicine." He said, "Kai, na lie." He said, "These are false prophets. He said, he wants to take my money from me." And I laughed. I said, "I've had your convo with your son in your bedroom." She began to shake. He said, "Eh?" She be like, "Say it's true." He said, "Oh, maybe my camera is on." Now, the son had to go check the medicine and realize the lady didn't have cancer. But the things they were giving the lady to take is like somebody who is healing from, you know, these things. So the lady says, anytime she takes the medicine, she becomes very dizzy. And the doctor said, it's true. You have to feel dizzy. I gave a prophecy about COVID. And God told me that they will give the thing to Joe Biden. But the person that will rule the throne will not be Joe Biden, by the woman. And guess what? The person that stood with him was a woman. And then they won. And I saw how everybody was celebrating. Is it Kamala Harris, right? Everybody. Hey, woman has won it. Black woman, black race, the woman is winning. Hey, how do we tell people that that election is not physical election? It plays a major role in the spiritual realm. You see, many people have this feeling that as men of God, we make everything spiritual. It is true. Everything is spiritual. I'm telling you. Everything is spiritual. The witch that is a white man comes into your room every day. But you don't see. They come drinking coffee. unless God opens your eyes. Some of them are highly demonic. Daddy told me that most of the churches in Africa today that deals more in the things of the spirit, without, I mean, confining the scriptures, some of these things were bought by the white men. They taught them. Do you know there are white men who can read your star? In Italy, they have a witch school. And people will say, they say that they are witches. Hey, in my country, you see, you're a witch. I'll be looking for stone. Now watch this. You realize that Joe Biden can't rule again because he has a mental issue. Two of us. I'm telling you now. We will tell him to come and give speech. You'll bypass the podium. He'll bypass the podium. And says, President, he'll bypass again. Ah, he's confused. God, he can't rule again. So the only person that must stand is the vice president. Now, history records that the prophet once lived called Prophet William Branham. He gave a prophecy in 1960, right? Yes, in 64. He said he sees that the revival that God wants to bring upon the earth would be subdued by a woman. And he says, the day a woman becomes the president of America, he says, weep, pray, for the king is near. And he says, on the day of her inauguration, she will be in a purple attire. He gave the prophecy in 64. 64. How many years ago, please? 60 years. I don't know the age of Kamala. Okay, so it was even, so can you imagine that the man of God foresaw even before she was created? That should tell you the evil that was placed on the inside. So evil better from infancy. Huh? You don't defy integrity by acts. You defy my spirit. Now, you see the issues they are raising against Donald Trump now. And he went here in 1914. And went here in 1920. And some strange believers for once wouldn't want to hear God. You see, watch me. If you are moved by what you hear, you've always wanted to hear something. You didn't hear me. So this is Jesus Christ being called Beelzebub. Can you imagine? And these were preachers. Do you know that people that fight the most are Christians? I wish I had time today. Now watch this. That evil that is coming upon the earth, people are not seeing it. Rather, they claim they are in that state in life where everything has become comfortable. Now you have this revelation, pray harder. Because things will not be as easy again. I'm telling you. Let me give you my first international prophecy for 2025. Normally, I give them in September and December. But let me give you one here. If you don't pray, if people don't pray, especially women, God is telling me that there will be drugs, medicines will be placed in the marketplace. And the intention is to kill their immune spirit. I'm telling you. Next year, it will be very difficult for women to either give birth or even have their menstrual cycle. It will be unbearable. They will bloat. Because God told me the things that will be placed on the marketplace is targeted to women. God told me if they can kill women, they can reduce population. I said, next year from March, mark my words, there will be strange disease in women's life. God told me that they can't do COVID again until 2030. So they've begun planning again until 2030. But from now to 2030, they want to insert into people's inner body diseases. Don't play with it. Every prophecy I give in time, it manifests. I bless already. So when there's no oil, there's no preservation. Because the enemy will devour you. But lift up your hands. Under this grace, may God deliver you.
Amen.
May God preserve you.
Amen.
And may God protect you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminforger.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Forger. On Instagram is Benjamin_Forger. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminForger. And on website is www.benjaminforger.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. The vision, the mission, the passion.